Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So week number two of the high school spring season upon us. You know, on the softball diamond last week, North beat Edgewood. Well, tonight, Mick Hammett's crew will host Meg Montgomery South Panthers. Game three for Meg's bunch after a Twinville loss to Columbus East over the weekend. The Mustangs go in 2-2 when we start at 5:30 tonight. Some things to work on for the Southsiders, but hey, this early in the season, nothing wrong with the offense.
Collected almost 20 hits on the day. We had some fantastic hitting by our entire team. Benham had a home run. Lizzie Halstead had her first varsity home run, and our second baseman, Casey Fleetwood, also hit a dinger as well. So, and that was her first varsity at bat. Mary Wright on the day just did a fantastic job hitting. 2-for-4, one run scored, 3 RBI. She had a double, had 3 hits in that game as well, with an RBI and a double. 20 hits on the day. We hit the ball hard. We'll get things worked out defensively. We've got some new kids playing some new positions they don't normally play. So, you know, all those things will work out in the end, getting better each day. And it's a fun team that continues to work hard. So we will see what happens here. So we're back in action with Edgewood on Tuesday. We are at Edgewood.
That's Meg Montgomery, the head softball coach at South. The Edgewood girls, as I mentioned, starting the week 2-2. By the way, how about the story of the Super 6, Bloomington South girls gymnastics, and that trip to the state? Michelle Stroud will join us live from Yogi's. Also, our resident PGA golf analyst, Mike Lascott, previewing the upcoming Masters. We'll start a little past 6. Come on in and join us on a Tuesday night. Sports Talk. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, using the phrase historic, putting it rather mildly, for Ray Lewis, Drew Johansson, and what was accomplished this past season. Hashtag Big Red Revolution in a nice tribute up on Facebook for the swimming program on Monday. Ray, of course, the Big Ten Coach of the Year for both of his programs. That's 2 years running. That had never been done before in Big Ten history. We had a total of 21 student athletes bring back 56 total All-American accolades, best in 42 years. Of course, the men brought home the Big Ten title for a first time in 11 years as the fellas knocked down that door and did it wire to wire.
Just the feeling of winning that championship and how hard it was, you can't really ever take that away. It took a little bit of a toll, emotional toll, in winning the title and then having to try to reload 4 weeks later. We can do better. Now that we've experienced all this and won and survived, we know we can do better. And we,
you know, during these past 9 months or so, there seems to be many comparisons going on now between your Indiana men's team and the teams of 40-plus years ago. How does that make you feel that, you know, we're arriving, we're getting there?
You know, when I first got here in 2002, that just seemed like such a remote possibility. You know, now that I've been here 15 years, just what Doc, Councilman, and Hobie Billingsley accomplished is, that's the mind-boggling, you know.
Yeah.
Statistics right there, 6 national titles and all the Olympians, and doing it year in, year out, year in, year out. They won 20 Big Ten titles in a row. It's harder to do that now because, you know, there's just more competition. You know, if we can just get close to that, I try not to think about that too much because I just don't think that's ever going to happen again. And if we could win one national title, that would be good enough for me.
That's Big Ten Coach of the Year, Ray Lewis. Historic? Yeah, big time. I'm Joe Smith.